another escalation in the U.S.-China trade war. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. China is imposing a new round of retaliatory tariffs on American exports. The Chinese Ministry of Finance says it will impose new taxes on $75 billion worth of U.S. products. Those tariffs set to take effect at the same time new American tariffs on nearly $300 billion worth of Chinese products are set to kick in. The BBC's Lisa Santarelli has more.
Chinese authorities announced today that more than 5,000 American products, including soybeans and crude oil, will be hit by additional import duties of either 5 or 10%. China also plans to resume an extra 25% duty on U.S.-made cars and a 5% duty on auto parts. This will take place in two installments, with the first round taking effect at the beginning of September and the second in the middle of December. The move comes as global central bankers meet at Jackson Hole in the U.S. and G7 leaders prepare to meet in France, where naturally, global trade tensions are top of the agenda. American farmers are already suffering from some of the lowest crop prices since the 1970s, while car makers like Ford are incurring losses in China, the world's largest auto market, partly due to the trade war and the ensuing economic slowdown.
The BBC's Lisa Santarelli. For more market reaction to this trade war news, I'm joined by Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly.
So $75 billion in new tariffs coming from China this morning. That's an escalation in this ongoing trade war. What does that mean moving forward?
Well, that's right. And the market reaction is what you would expect, not because it's a huge quantity of goods, but because it's another step away from a trade deal. You know, I think optimism was so low at this point that a deal would get done. But there was at least hope that maybe we could hang on to the status quo. In particular, China hit agricultural products and autos, so that they are definitely aimed where they will do damage. And, you know, I'm watching the equity indices, not just here, but in Europe, turn from green to red in reaction.
And what is this doing to the bond markets?
Well, yields are lower across the board. And that's exactly what you would expect if you're worried about recession, not just here, but globally. It's not a huge move, but of course, yields are already in record or in record low territory in Europe. Here, they're close and falling.
So all of this is the background for Fed Chair Powell's comments coming up pretty soon.
I think he's got a double duty. One is to reassure people the Fed will do what it needs to do to keep the economy going. The second is explaining why the Fed is even cutting rates in the first place. So he's got his hands full.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
There's also news this morning that billionaire industrialist David Koch has passed away at 79. Mr. Koch served as executive vice president of Koch Industries, which he ran with his younger brother Charles up until last year when he retired due to concerns over his health. His estimated net worth stood at more than $50 billion, and he was well known for using his fortune to provide financial backing for conservative causes. Local governments across the country are on guard following a coordinated ransomware attack on more than 20 local governments in Texas this week. The incident comes after similar attacks crippled state and local governments in Florida, Maryland, and Louisiana earlier this summer. And experts warn the problem could be escalating. For more on this, I'm joined by ransomware expert Alan Liska of the cybersecurity firm Recorded Future. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've seen quite a few ransomware attacks target local governments recently. What do these cyber attacks mean for residents?
The reason that these attacks have been so effective is because they have an incredibly disruptive effect on the constituents of these municipalities. So being able to pay your water bill or not being able to buy a home because you can't do a title transfer. So there's a real and noticeable impact on the citizens of these cities and states.
Much of this has to do with the electronic infrastructure of some of these local and state governments. What kind of investments would be necessary to sort of beef them up enough to block some of these attacks?
It's hard to get not just the resources, but even the people to put the kind of protections that are needed in place. You know, if you're a very small town, you may not be able to afford to hire, multiple security engineers, or there may not be multiple security engineers in the area to come work for you. So there's a personnel problem, but then absolutely there's the investment that's needed in updated, infrastructure, updated security monitoring that would need to be done as well.
Alan Liska is a threat intelligence analyst at the cybersecurity firm Recorded Future. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. Our fellow is Erica Soderstrom. And in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.